Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Find That Big Money Idea. Why do we want to talk about that? Because so many times people, when they have an idea, they think, oh, it's going to be a great moneymaker for me. But then when they actually get it on the market, they find out that it's just something so totally different. Why? Because for so many of us, what happens is what you think is a good idea may not be a good idea, and then something that you may not even think has a chance becomes a big money maker. So let's talk about it. Everyone has plenty of ideas. In fact, you may have a great idea right now that you've been itching to get started on. But wait. The real problem isn't coming up with a great idea. It is recognizing when you have a good one. My friend Joe Polish calls these elegant ideas. And I call them big money ideas because all it takes is one good idea and you can make a fortune. So how do you know when you have that one good idea? You know, the kind that you can start or grow a business around. First, you come up with lots of ideas and sift through them. And then you find the best one. That's the first step in coming up with a great idea. Brainstorming. Idea brainstorming made easy. To help you get you started, answer the following questions. What are my hobbies and interests? What are some of my life experiences and achievements? What problems, big or small, have I solved in my life? And why are those three questions very important? Simple reason. Think back, if you had someone to sit down with and ask, when you had those problems and they could help you solve it, don't you think there's others who might need your help? That's how you come out with your niche market that you want to sell to. So let's go back and let's ask these questions again. What are my hobbies and interests? What are some of my life experiences and achievements? What problems, big or small, have I solved in my life? You may be thinking, gosh, that's cute, that's quaint. I would love nothing more than to have hobbies and interests. But I work so hard that I don't have time for any of that. If so, let me ask you, what would you like to do? If you did have more time, maybe you don't get to these things right now, but don't limit yourself by not thinking of them. You might be saying, I would love to have my own business, and one of my favorite hobbies are kites. I love flying and building kites, and I would love to teach others how to do the same. I would love to do an inbox magazine. Yes, the exact business model we use at workingmomsonly.com on everything about kites. But who would want that Well, the answer is that plenty of people would want to read that. Did you know that hundreds of thousands of people search on the term building heights each month? That's right. So go ahead. Put down every idea you have and start out. Later, I'll tell you exactly how you can determine whether your idea might make a good business or not. And one thing I want to do is divert here and talk about the fact that and show you just how technology influences business today and how companies are harnessing that technology to build a business and how it can affect you or anyone you know today who wants to start an income. When you think about the fact that Steve Jobs created the iPhone, and on the iPhone you have apps and games that people like to play, and you also have the Android phone, and the difference is that the iPhone is considered a phone that techies like to use, but it has also become, because of the way it has been marketed over the years, something that people of influence have and that everyone else aspires to have. But I have the Samsung, and I find an Android much easier to work and has many more games on it to play with. But that's diversity. But what I want to do is just show you, because the millennials, the children that were born starting in 84 until now, many of them have the savvy and the understanding of technology and how to go out and create software. In fact, I don't know how many of you realize that at one time, and when you think about it, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs both helped create the computer industry and the technology that goes into creating software. Because, and I went to something called MobiCamp many years ago, about 6 years ago, and that was people who developed the apps that they sold to Apple. And why did they put out a lot of money to go out and do that? And why did they do that? Because they knew if they got approved by Apple to have their games or their applications on the iPhone, and those applications got downloaded, they could make back that millions of dollars. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is there's over 3 million Android and iPhone sold today, and that number of phones are only going to increase. And the gaming industry, because of how people use their phones today, has grown. Because if you go into any place, if you go to an airport, if you go to a doctor's office or wherever, you will see people with their iPads, their tablets, their phones, just sitting there either doing email or playing games to take up their time. And why is that? Because we have become accustomed to using those things in our everyday life. And you've seen companies that started from virtually nothing developing games that were downloaded on the Android or downloaded on the iPhone. And those people who develop those games have become millionaires just by having you share your games. And one game that I'm thinking of in particular is Candy Crush. That game is worth $4 billion today. And how did they get that way? Just simply by creating a game that people played. And to get to different levels, you either had to invite people to join you in playing the game, or you had to pay them 99 cents to level up to the next level. And you had thousands of people willing to pay that money or invite their friends over time to play the game. So as more and more people play the game, what has happened? You have your advertisers coming to you asking you to pay you to put their advertisement on your platform. Why? Because they know they're getting hundreds and millions of eyeballs just looking at their ads. Even though you see advertising with TV shows, those advertisers don't make as much money using the radio and the television media as they do using alternative media like social media. And what I'm trying to say is that when you are looking for an idea, you have to look at your timing. Is it right? Is it good? What is happening? And let me back up. But Candy Crush, what has happened is if you invite people to join, then what's happened is this company has made money simply by having people help them promote their business, but they have not been willing to share any of their profits with anyone else who has helped them get to that point. And what happens is you have people that can look at that and say, okay, we want to develop a game, but what if we get the people who join us as affiliates and help us promote it and build a team of people? And then how do we keep creating and advancing what we're doing and building it to a platform that people will flock to as time goes on that will help us and our people earn an income? So that, as you can see, that's a big money idea, but it is a money idea that's based on what's going on in today's marketplace. How does technology play into all of this? And you know what? As the company gets known, as people learn about it, as they learn about the potential, it can only grow. So what I'm trying to say is here is something that you have that you can latch on to and build an income from simply because it is the right time and the right place. And a lot of new companies that start up every day that are selling products, that is their thing that they use to hype it up. But if you are with something or a company that is unique in the marketplace that does not have a lot of competition to get started with, then your potential is much better than if different companies that are in competition with them. You see that in the nutritional market. You see that in the health and wellness industry, that so many companies have so much competition that it is harder to build a business. So if you get a good money idea, you want to look at the things that you can do in the marketplace that is unique and different. And remember, the gaming industry, because whereas it's only a $10 billion business today, in the next 2 years, it's expected to be a $100 billion industry. And why is that? Because more and more Android and iPhones will be sold as time goes on. More and more people are going to be getting tablets and only use laptops when they need it, because your tablet is much more versatile and you can take it anywheres, and it's much more difficult and heavier to carry your laptop. So you can see how technology influences where we are and where we want to go in today's marketplace. So your life experiences are worth big money. When you think about your life experiences and achievements, don't overlook anything. No matter how simple or obvious you may think it might be, it constitutes as a worthy experience. Did you raise children? Start a business? Stay married for 50 years? Plan your own wedding? Learn a complicated software program? Homeschool your kids? Or fly airplanes? Whatever you did, that's something someone else would want to know about. So put that down too. These are all good life experiences and achievements. You don't have to have climbed Mount Everest. Just think about the little victories in your life. I knew a student who started a business that literally explained how to get your child into an Ivy League school. She has gone through every step of this with her own child, from teaching the right way to study for the SAT test to preparing for the in-person interviews. Because she had already gone through that process, she wrote her first special report and sold it online. Later, she turned her idea into a working business. Now, think about some significant problems you might have solved in your life. Did you lose weight, help a loved one through an illness, find a great job, rebuild your home after a natural disaster, survive bankruptcy, or start over after divorce? Maybe you just know how to solve seemingly minor problems, like getting rid of rodents from your house or garden. There may be some painful memories, but those areas in life where people feel the most distressed is where you can make the most money. Plus, you can help the most people by doing the most good. Turn the negative into a positive. Often times, when people have been beaten down by life, they may feel negative and say, "What? Are you kidding me? I don't have time for hobbies and interests, life experience, achievements. I haven't been able to do anything. That's why I'm so frustrated. Problems, big or small. I've got problems, but I haven't solved them." I knew a woman who kept resisting these ideas of writing down her hobbies or achievements. Finally, I asked her, "Who is someone in your life that you really respect? Somebody in your life that you truly admire and love?" After much thinking, she finally told me about her friend Cindy. Then I said, "Okay, tell me something about Cindy. What are her hobbies and her interests? What are some of Cindy's life experiences and achievements? And what problems, big or small, has Cindy solved?" Whatever you did, that something someone else would want to know about. So put that down too. These are some good life experiences and achievements. You don't have to have climbed Mount Everest. Just think about the little victories in life. I knew a student who started a business that literally explained how to get your child. So as you see, you have many options or ideas that you can use to build a business. And understanding how to build that business and what it is that you truly need to do will help you build and grow that business. Because as you see, and we reiterate it again, that your life experiences are worth big money. And we went through twice and we told you what it is and what are some ideas that you can come up with to actually build a business. So what are the things that you have done to help someone else? Don't you think that might be a niche for you to build a business in? Because if you help one person that had a problem, won't there be others that have similar problems that will be willing to pay you what you're worth to do that? Think about it. The job market has totally changed. There are no such thing as a 9-to-5 job anymore. So when I listen to debates and I listen to the president say, oh, we're going to bring jobs back to America. And I know if you go on the ABC News, they will promote companies that make products in America. And yes, manufacturing is an important part of the American market. But because when you have to consider that employees want to keep making more and more money, and they want to be as income-wise on an equal basis with the business owner, it is better to be the business owner than be the employee. That's why, whether people realize it or not, working from home as an affiliate or a distributor with a company basically means that you are in business for yourself in a small business. Even if you're working with a company that has the product that you're marketing, because you have the potential to earn more money as an entrepreneur than you will ever make as a salaried worker trading dollars for hours. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you determine how much money you want to make in an hour. You determine it. You determine what effort you're going to put out there to make everything a success for yourself. So suddenly this lady started going through this exercise by thinking about other people in her life. Just by going through the exercise, she soon realized that ideas are limitless. While you may not always like to give your friends credit, you probably know some pretty smart people. You might know somebody who is a really good salesperson, realtor, or mortgage broker who has survived this most recent downturn and are still making money despite all of that. Maybe you know someone who got divorced or lost 100 pounds. What process did they go through, and what is their life like now? As a matter of fact, most people have already forgotten their great ideas until they make a conscious effort to recall them. Ultimately, most businesses are about someone else, so it doesn't always have to be about you too. when this lady started thinking about her friend, Cindy, she started thinking, you know what? I've done something like that as well. So try to get out of your own head and think of someone. Often, that can be to get you thinking a lot bigger. Pretty soon, you will have several ideas to choose from, and that will be the first step in starting your own business. Okay, see where we're going with this? Starting your own business. This is something that people don't always recognize and don't always think about, for how they can build their own business. And one of the things that I always tell people is you need to have a plan written down. It's not just enough to have that big idea and to brainstorm on how to make that business work for you. It is also important that you understand that you need a plan. That plan does one thing for you. It helps you lay out a step-by-step method to follow to build your business. Because first of all, once you get it started, who do you go to? Your friends. And what are they going to do? They're going to help you build your business. And guess what? Every person has a minimum of at least 250 people that they know that they can talk to about that business. That is how relationship marketing or network marketing works. The problem is that because certain companies have done what they've done in building a business and a network, they've given those models a bad rap, that people think in terms of network marketing, a pyramid scheme. And if it's done right, it is the most effective way of building a business. And think about it. How many times have you bought a product in a retail store like Target or Walmart, and then you told someone about it, and guess what? They went and bought that product, but you earned nothing off it. Well, that's the difference in why when companies start up and they use the internet, or they use social media, and they use the method of relationship marketing, that what happens is they're able to pay out more money in commissions to directly to the individual who has helped them build that business. And that means it's an opportunity for you to grow your business and build a solid income for yourself. And I would like you to go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual or group coaching, and we can work with you on coming up with your big ideas and also putting together a strategy on how to build your business successfully.